Periodically reviewing your finances can help ensure that you are on track to achieve your goals and minimize the chances of any costly oversights. What better time to eliminate any March madness in your financial plan than now?
Interstate Business Management presents
Business for Breakfast.
The most important thing is you maintain your standard of living.
When you're retired, so should your debt be retired.
Guiding strategies and proper planning.
The entire plan shifted 5 years because of risk not being adjusted.
The critical nature of it is most people don't even account for it.
And now, Business for Breakfast with Aaron and Rebecca Novinger.
They say a cluttered desk means a cluttered mind. Well, I say an empty desk means an empty mind. Michael Scott from The Office. Hey, thanks for joining us here. We'd like to put a little bit of entertainment in the program. Business for Breakfast, where business is the most important meal of the day. We've got Aaron Novinger and Rebecca Novinger. Now, they have Interstate Business Management, helping you mind your own business since 1968, and a great combination of business, I think, because it's accounting for small business, and then you help people retire. Hello to you, Rebecca. Hello to you, Aaron. How are you both today?
Good morning.
Doing
good morning.
Smashingly, Jackie. Thank
smashingly?
You for asking. Smashingly.
You smashingly. Are so welcome. Yes, smashingly. Now, here it is. It's spring. It's March Madness. So we got to scoop our financial plan into something that we can digest. Don't you think, Ms. Rebecca?
Oh, yes. I just love this time of year. I love the spring season. And when I think of this season, I start thinking of how I need to work in the yard, plant the flowers, clean up the closets. But here at our practice, this is also a season for our clients where we encourage them to stop and refresh their financial planning. And I'm going to share with you guys some of the ways that we encourage you to do that. It's very simple. It's probably about, I don't know, 5 or 6 steps, but I cannot wait to share with you. This is just my favorite time of year.
Well, I'm excited about this, Miss Rebecca. So should we just dive right in? Let's do it. What's number one?
So number one is refresh your budget. And I like to say what I personally do is every year at this time, I personally log into, it's a website called Every Dollar. It's hosted by Dave Ramsey. And I will tell you, it is the best. You can use any type of software you want, use your own little ledger, whatever. But I like this because it's no thinking. It breaks down all the categories for you, all your incoming and outgoing spending, and it gives you, if you're a stat nerd, it's going to show you little charts and little graphs and everything. I love being able to visualize and see, what I'm doing. But I just recommend sit down and just start refreshing your budget because, income changes. You have, different things that are coming up that you weren't spending money on last year. And that way you can reevaluate.
I love that. That's really helpful. So that really covers a lot of stuff because I feel like in one calendar year, my life changed entirely.
Of course, I moved.
I changed states. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm living in a different neighborhood. It costs money to register your car in a new place. All those kinds of things. So refreshing your budget sounds refreshing to me.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And so the next step I say is build that emergency fund. You have to. And I say if you can have 3 months in savings, you're ahead of most people out there. But even better, I suggest you have at least 6 months. And since most people are living paycheck to paycheck, totally get that. You know what? Just get something in there. If you can't do the 3 to 6 months, start little, $50 a month, $100 a month. You'll realize you're creating new habits and you're focusing on that future. And, there's no rules to it. Just remember, you're going to have an emergency. You never know. Cars break down. Dogs get sick. And, for example, COVID happened and some people lost their livelihood, their paycheck. And what did they have to do?
Oh, yeah. That is so true. And, along those lines of, building up the emergency fund, a lot of people now have that high deductible insurance, health insurance. And so maximum out of pockets are like $10,000 for a lot of people, maybe even more, mm-hmm. potentially if you're on the ACA. So I think that's a really good chunk of money to have and then keep mm-hmm. building on that. So that kind of technically falls under an emergency fund, huh?
Yes, it does. And the next step I want to share with you is handle the debt. Just handle it. I know nobody wants to talk about it. They want to sweep it under the rug. But unfortunately, most of us have that debt. It's hard to escape. And I recommend you pay more than your minimum payment to do so.
This is wonderful information, Miss Rebecca. All right. You're listening to Business for Breakfast. And if last week is any indication, we were talking about business to employ your children and grandchildren. Boy, you guys had a huge response from the radio audience on that. So I'm glad we're talking about just businessy business during this first segment here. You know what I mean? Just kind of getting your spring cleaning together. And yes. What's next on the list, Miss Rebecca?
Well, I also suggest that you review your tax plan. So by reviewing your tax plan, you are able to set up yourself for the year and you won't have to worry about those little sneaky taxes that are owed the following year. Estimate how much you will owe, or better yet, are you getting money back? So if you owe, you can start putting that money aside monthly now in your budget. And if you do get the money back, figure out in advance if you need to pay off any debts, high interest loans, but make your money work for you.
Absolutely. I like that. If you are getting a tax refund, is to use it to pay down the debt. I mean, that's especially any credit card debt, right?
Right, exactly. So, you know, here we are. We've refreshed the budget. We built the emergency fund and we've handled the debt. And lastly, actually, there's two more things. So there's going to be investments. And with investments, you are making an intentional and deliberate choice of where, how much, and which investments you want to park those dollars in. This process gives you the chance to maximize the tax benefits associated with each. And so I just highly recommend you take a minute. If you aren't doing that, consider it if you can, and that will really make a big difference.
Sure. And I'm just going to put your phone number in here real quick. Okay. It's 918-913-0086 to reach Business for Breakfast, 918-913-0086. And Miss Rebecca is giving us a nice list of things to do for, well, kind of get our brackets in order, get our spring cleaning in order. And what else do you have? Is this number 7? Go ahead.
Well, I don't know the number because I didn't count, but I will tell you, so you probably have a better count. It is the last one, and it's just to sit down with a financial advisor. And if you haven't done it before, just give it a chance, because I will tell you, it's like if you were to go from a primary care doctor to a specialist, okay? So you want to go to someone that knows this department, basically. And just a little stat here, because I am kind of a geeky nerd when it comes to stats.
Great.
According to the National Financial Education Council, and I just love this, a lack of personal finance knowledge costs the average American $1,300 a year or more. And a financial advisor can boost your retirement savings by $1,731,000.60.
Over the course of your working life?
Yes.
Is there any way we can go backwards? I feel like I need to. Can I have a redo on this?
Right. You know, and I think a lot of people, they just haven't ventured out or had the confidence to maybe meet up with someone. They think someone's going to come in and just push them into an environment or have them do something they don't want. But if you get the right person that knows what they're doing and they really do have that genuine care for you, I mean, they're going to set you up great. And I just say, definitely just look out there, find who you work with well.
Sure. And well, might as well start with you. Yes. Do you want to go ahead and tell people why or how or when to get in and talk to you?
Yeah.
Is that going to be you, Aaron? Aaron, are you going to actually speak on this segment?
I probably will. I don't know.
All right.
We'll see.
All right.
But, you know, the great thing is, and we talk about this every week, but we're in such a great time. I tell you, it's crazy because, you know, when interest environments are dropping, we all refinance our house. But when interest environments are going from low to high, we always forget to refinance our investments. And so Rebecca just finished talking about financial advisors, and we have amazing ones at IBM. You know, we've, again, been doing accounting for over 50 years and retirement planning for over 20 years. So we have a phenom back office team. And so oftentimes it does make sense to kind of look at the investments you've had for a long time and see, because there's stuff that's paying phenomenal right now. And so, you know, for the next 10 callers, we offer a no cost, no obligation financial review. And our review really kind of encompasses four things. Number one, free Social Security maximization report. So we're going to look at your Social Security and we're going to squeeze all of the blood out of that Social Security turnip. We're going to squeeze that thing. We're also going to do a risk assessment, and it really helps you recognize unnecessary losses in the portfolio. And really, it's also really our way of stress testing the plan. We're going to, you know, we have
okay,
to, most
right.
of the time we're fine until a spouse passes, and then the plan just kind of goes by the wayside. So we're also going to do a tax analysis to reveal how we could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. And we're going to look at the tax situation today, and we're going to look at it when we're in retirement, and we're going to look at it when we start taking those required minimum distributions, because your tax bracket changes once you get in your early 70s. You got to take those RMDs. And then the last thing is we're going to develop a customized cash flow plan utilizing our proven proprietary strategies, which could strengthen your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. So in short, we're just going to take the guesswork out of financial planning for you. So for the next 10 callers, that's a comprehensive four-part financial review. We're providing complimentary, no obligation. Jackie, what's that number again?
918-913-0086, 918-913-0086. Business for Breakfast with the Novengers. And on our next segment, we're going to talk about Wheaties. Well, not exactly. Stay tuned. It is the most wonderful time of the year, depending on who you ask, whether it's spring cleaning, the time change, March Madness, it's all right here upon us. The show is called Business for Breakfast, where business is the most important meal of the day. And there are certainly allegoric comparisons between a spring cleaning and your financial life. And we can jump into one of those. I've got Erin Novenger and Rebecca Novenger of Interstate Business Management. I'm Jackie Selby, your consumer advocate. And I was thinking, notorious B.I.G. Biggie said, the only one soaring and scoring is Jordan. He must have had his Wheaties this morning. Does anybody eat Wheaties anymore? Cereal's not so great.
Nobody does, man. Once Michael Jordan came off that Wheaties box, we just stopped paying attention to Wheaties. Are they still making? Does Kellogg still make Wheaties? They have to.
I don't know, but all the literature is that you probably shouldn't be having a big bowl of carbs and milk first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Somehow
maybe
both of those made on the food pyramid when we grew up, and now
everything we learned is
milk and Wheaties should never be on the food pyramid, and somehow it's like number two and three on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
But I grew up. My mom was very big on no sugar, and so she bought the blandest sugar or non-sugar cereal of all time. And so we would do the and did you guys do this? Like, she'd make Rice Krispie treats. Like, we would have boxes of it, and so we as kids would literally put spoonfuls of sugar on it. Now mom never watched this because my parents really left by 6 o'clock in the morning. They were gone. So we're part of Gen X. We literally raised ourselves growing up. And so we would put so much sugar that at the end of the cereal, we had another treat, and it was that milky, like sloshy, sugary stuff that
you know
I'm talking about? And Wheaties, every once in a while, our parents would get us Wheaties because they had a little flavor in those flakes. And my favorite of all time was either Corn Chex or the Crispix. Come on, man. I loved those suckers, but yes.
When they invented Crispix, we were off to the races. I agree with you, because before that it was Wheat Chex, and those things are, bad.
They're just not there. Corn Chex on a different planet compared to those Wheat Chex. I agree with you, Jackie.
Those Wheat Chex were brutal, and I always fell asleep after eating that, and and they sent us off to school eating this crap.
I know, right?
Right?
the other one was with the Raisin Bran.
Raisin Bran.
Oh my word.
Pops was big on, he loved the Frosted Mini Wheats. And I know this is not even on topic, but we were talking about Wheaties and look what happens. And so he would always have his Frosted Mini Wheats. And he was one of those guys that he could just pick up a box and know if you ate two of those nuggets. And so his box was always off limits. He didn't care about anything, just never touches Mini Wheats. And so we would sneak a couple little, Dad, why do you get the sugar stuff and we have to eat this garbage, you know? But that was Pops. Just don't touch my cereal, man.
Yeah, we also got the cardboard things. Oat Flakes, I think, was the one my parents bought the most. Oat Flakes.
Ugh. Oat Flakes.
They're just terrible. They're just so soggy.
It just
soggy.
Sounds terrible.
Those are the knockoff bad ones.
I think they were the
off-brand. They come in bags, plastic bags, you know?
Well, my mom, all right, are we ever going to get around talking about business?
Probably, I don't know.
My mother restricted the cooking of bacon in the home to the weekend only. So if it was up to my pop, we would have had bacon and eggs for breakfast every day. But she absolutely hated the smell of it cooking.
Wow.
So she said, no bacon until the weekend.
You're kidding.
Huh.
She might be the only human alive who actually doesn't like the smell of bacon. Maybe.
Well, I think he cooked it on high, and so there was just grease everywhere. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. And my mom liked to burn stuff, so my mom would intentionally burn everything. Popcorn, bacon, everything.
Well, she liked the flavor.
She liked the crispiness of that coal.
Everything. Meat was a hockey puck.
Oh, yes.
Hamburgers,
everything.
Roasts.
Same thing.
Chicken, hockey puck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, anyway. Rebecca. Go ahead.
Hey.
No, I was just going to add real quick. He's not kidding. We've known each other for almost 30 years. And I remember we were dating, went over to the house. He was still living at home. We were in high school. And we were like, let's make a snack. Let's make some popcorn. We popped the popcorn. It burned. And I was getting ready to throw it away. And she goes, no, give that to me. I love burnt popcorn. And I was like, okay, y'all yours.
All truth. All truth.
I despise that smell of it burning. Ugh. Anyway. It
has a horrible taste.
It does. So throw that in the trash. And speaking of spring cleaning, let's get rid of all the popcorn in the house. I don't know how to draw this back into a,
we'll
to a business discussion. But
we're experts on that, Jackie. We can rabbit trail and be back on topic easy.
Oh, Aaron. So let's talk about our theme of college basketball. How about that?
Let's do it.
All right.
Well, I think the great thing for us, and when I was thinking about this segment, because we intentionally wanted to do this right at the beginning of March Madness, and you know, I am one of the lucky guys that actually had multiple parents, and so I had my my natural mom, my natural father, my adopted father, and all three of them, ironically, were air traffic controllers in the Navy. So I grew up around planes my whole life, and if you know anything about ATC in the 80s, you walk in that tower, pop that door, and you get hit with the San Francisco fog of cigarette smoke, because the Navy diet was two packs of cigarettes a day and a pot of coffee. And that's what Pops did until the day he passed, by the way. And so, but I remember March Madness growing up, you know, Pops before he passed in 2016. That's my adopted dad. And, but every year we'd play March Madness. It was his favorite thing. Dad was 6'6", 6'7" in his height, in his heyday. And, now I, was really unique because when I was younger, when I was in elementary school, Dad did some time at Naval Air Station Willow Grove, which is in Philadelphia. So that's why I grew up in Philadelphia. I was born in California, Balboa Hospital. It's a Navy hospital, but grew up in Philly. And so Pops would always coach. So, you know, after he stopped playing in the Navy, or played, and then, but when he was in the Navy, he would coach the Navy team basketball, and he would take me. And so those are some of my best memories ever, is hanging out with Pops. And it was funny because there was a no F word, like, rule when I was around. Mind you, these are Navy sailors that do nothing but drop F bombs, okay? And so I'm not kidding. Every single time, you know, somebody would swear, oh, whatever. And Dad would be like, ah, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. And so, which I just loved it. It was really great hanging out. And then once with that, he got, you know, he retired. Then we just played March Madness every year. And it was that time where, by the way, I'm the most non-sportsy guy on the planet. Okay. So grew up with chronic asthma. So I played no sports growing up. But that was really Dad and I's time to connect every year, because all he did was watch TV. So he was obsessed with basketball, girls, boys, whatever. And that was his big thing. So I always love it every year when we get to March Madness, we get to talk about it. And there's so many carryovers to, you know, accounting and retirement planning and all that with sports and athletes and all that stuff. But just a great fond memory. And, you know, it passed in 2016. So obviously I haven't done the March Madness. And this is my eighth year without Pops. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of crazy.
Maybe this is the time for you to get back into your brackets there, Novinger. What's wrong with you?
Without him, he was always my secret because he knew every stat of every single team. So I'm like, who do you think this year, Pops? So he and I would pick the same bracket. I didn't know anything about the teams. Literally zero, okay? Pops was the expert, so I wasn't going to attempt that without him. So
I suppose not. But, well, it starts with a game plan. How about that, Aaron?
Well, it always does. And so, you know, anytime you get into anything, you have to know the team you're playing, and you have to play to the team. And so you are... Rebecca said this before in some of our segments, but if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And that's the game plan. And you'll see it in any sport, including what we do here with our custom cash flow plans. It's your game plan in retirement. And we always joke that, you know, scene of City Slickers, you know, where you've got that canteen of water and, you know, two of the guys are out drinking sand and the other guy's just throwing the water out and he drinks it, throws all of his face, throws down the canteen, it dumps it all out, you know. He obviously had a great water plan and the other two did not, right? So we always joke that, you know, that's our big thing in retirement. We got to make sure that canteen don't run out of water halfway across the desert. And that's why we build the planes. You got to have that game plan, Jackie.
Right. And it's all about the fundamentals of that game plan, right? Where does it start? Now, in the last segment, Rebecca hit on several things I thought were so dang helpful when it comes to cleaning up our financial life. But that's what you guys do for people. I mean, you sit there and you talk to them and you counsel them and you have financial planners in the back office. But mostly, you guys help people scoop it all into a pile that's going to be sustainable through their retirement years, right?
Absolutely. And because of our certifications and what we do and everything, I know that our expertise, we joke about it all the time. We don't have any money trees at the practice. We have a lot of Miracle-Gro. And so with our specialty and expertise, we're able to take what you know, our clients have amassed and then make it act 2 to 3 times bigger than it is. And we have we always call it a virtual tuner that's got $12 on it. And we adjust $12 in your retirement plan. That's part of our proprietary custom cash flow plan process that we have. And actually, as a matter of fact, let me go into our offer, Jackie, because we're talking about our cash flow plan and how we do it. So we might as well go into it, right?
Perfect. Perfect.
So, and so for our listeners, just you guys have a clear understanding. A lot of times you guys are feeling that you're saving well, but you're still concerned about market volatility and having enough to last through retirement. Am I going to run out halfway across that desert, you know, with, you know, drinking sand, or am I going to have enough water? So making sure that you have an income plan or a cash flow plan that's going to last your entire life, no matter how long, that is what we do day in and day out. It's what we're good at. And again, we do this surgery 12 times a week. So for the next 10 callers, we offer a no cost, no obligation financial review. And our reviews always include four things. First, the foundation of every plan is a strong Social Security plan. So we're going to do a Social Security maximization report. And we're going to spit out the best ages for both hubby and wife on Social Security planning. We're also going to do a risk assessment. And it's for us is really stress testing the plan. We throw a lot of scenarios at the plan to see how the plan weathers. And then we fix according to what we see. But really, we're able to, just by doing that, we protect the plan drastically. And so the other thing we're going to do is do a tax analysis. Obviously, we've been doing accounting for 50 years, so that's always a part of it. And we're going to see what we can do to reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. And then the last thing, which is, I don't know, probably the most important thing, is we build that custom cash flow plan utilizing our proven proprietary strategies, those 12 dials I was talking about. And that's really going to strengthen your retirement income and really take the worry out of living in retirement. So in short, we're going to take the guesswork out of financial planning for you. So for the next 10 callers, that's a comprehensive financial review. We're providing complimentary, no obligation. Jackie, let them know that number again.
918-913-0086, 918-913-0086. Go ahead and reach out to the Novengers. Business for Breakfast is the show. And on the way next, more basketball. Yay! Basketball doesn't build character, it reveals it. And that was stated by the guy who kind of invented the modern version of basketball in 1895, James Naismith. So we're talking about basketball since it is time for your brackets. The NCAA championship always brings out the gambler and everybody. You know, every office has a bracket. $20 in. Come on, everybody. Let's fill out your brackets. But you're listening to Business for Breakfast, where business is the most important meal of the day. And Erin Novenger and Rebecca Novenger of Interstate Business Management, oh, they help you with your business needs for 55 years and over 20 years in the retirement planning business. And we were thinking that legendary college basketball coach John Wooden has his own little sayings about this, that, and the other. And Rebecca, do you want to lay one of those on us?
Well, yes, of course. This one I love. If you don't have time to do it right, when will you have time to do it over? And this is just, okay, I love this saying, and it's so true, because how many things do we do on the daily in life that we say, I'll come back, I'll finish that later, And honestly, I have a perfect example, and I'm going to throw Aaron under the bus here.
Do it.
Oh, and this is probably every man out there, maybe some women. I don't know, but I know a lot of men that do this. He comes home, he changes, and where do the clothes go?
On the floor.
Of course, on the floor. And, you know, it just takes a minute. Grab that hanger and hang it up. And now you have the time to do other things, right? You just get it done instead of going back, hanging up that whole stack. And, you know, just get it done.
Isn't that funny? Because I feel like that's energy that's still hanging out there. You know, mm-hmm. when you put dishes, dirty dishes into the sink, for yes. example, you cook and whatever, you put the dirty dish in. If you don't have somebody to come back and wash the dishes after you, that's like energy hanging out there. You're like, ah.
Yes.
And tomorrow morning, I'm going to have to wash that dang egg pan again.
Exactly. And I'm just going to tie this into financial. And it's like these little corrections that we make over time, they result in becoming more efficient financially and personally.
Dang, can we put that on a plaque somewhere and put it up in your office? Because did you write that down, Aaron Ovinger?
Get that one. Well,
there's a little, you know, normally they're Aaronisms, but that was a great Rebecca-ism. So she it has is. Them too. I write them down. I write them all down.
Now everyone That's knows you your go- clothes are on the floor at home right now.
She sold you down the river.
By the way, all truism. All mm-hmm, truism. Mm-hmm.
I guess you could kick them into a pile and then call that laundry anyway.
And I do. I do kick them. But in my defense, there's, you know, there's clean clothes and then there's dirty clothes and then there's purgatory clothes, right? So they're not quite stinky, but they're not brand new to be hung up. So, I mean, look. I mean, I can't be the only one that has their own purgatory pile of clothes, right?
I'm laughing because I have my own purgatory
pile. Yeah, see? I'm not like the only one.
Half a day on Saturday, you know, you wear a pair of trousers or whatever. They're your Saturday clothes. So then I kind of half fold them and put them on the bottom shelf in the bathroom. I'm like, well, when I get out of the shower on Saturday again, then I can wear these for another half day. Anyway. I certainly do understand that. Now, Aaron, you were going to talk about things that turn out best for people. That's another really great quote from John Wooden.
Well, you know, I tell you, I just did a video this morning. I do a little 5-10 minute little video for B4B. So it's just a little on YouTube. And I did this morning on change your operating system, change your life. And it was based off of this. And it was really crazy because you know, back in the 80s and growing up in the 80s, so I do a lot of 80s references. And by the way, greatest decade ever. But if you remember those in 1980 glasses, the blue lens and the red lens, right? So you realize that the circumstance doesn't change, but your outlook changes according to which lens you're looking through. And so you have to be real careful because there's actually a phenomenal book called Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. And he was actually captured. He was a Jewish doctor in the Holocaust in Auschwitz. And he got out and wrote the book and talked about the only thing that really we control as people is that tiny gap of space between stimulus and our response. And it kind of goes to the lenses, right? So you can have something horrible happening to you, right? But if you take the mindset of things don't happen to me, they happen for me, then we're going to put on the blue lens. The blue lens is the one that sees the positive even in the bad circumstance. Or the red lens, which is where we see the negative in the circumstance. By the way, both movies are playing at the same time. They're both there. How do we individually approach that, right? Do we look at are we looking at it from the place of the positive, or are we finding the negative? Because it's always there, right? So like John Wooden said, things turn out best for the people who make the best of the way things turn out. It's the same thing. They're always the same thing. Your mindset dictates everything. You change. And so today's video I just did, I'll put it up today, but was about changing your operating system and having an operating system of being kind and full of gratitude. So kindness and gratitude. And watch, that's how we got to you, Jackie, was me being kind to my very first business mentor. And he opened the door for everybody. And I just wanted to call him, tell him thank you. I had no other motive. I hadn't talked to him in 7 years. And he says, hey, Aaron, you know, where are you hanging your hat? And then literally connects me. Then they connect me with you. They connect me. Then we get to do our media days out and where producers are at. I tell you,
that was so
all
fun.
Of that because My operating system is that of kindness and gratitude.
Hey, share what you told me this morning about when you called Indeed about the ad and what they said. I thought this was really cool.
Well, it was really cool because going along to that, we love Indeed for our job placement ads. And so we've been using it for years. And we have multiple offices, multiple positions. So we're always running something. And our rep called me last week and said, hey, I've got a couple of suggestions to make your ads better. I was like, holla, play it. You know, it's not my idea, your idea, but the best idea that wins.
Right, right.
And so I talked to him Friday. He goes, hey, make these adjustments. I said, well, I'll be running them again on Sunday. Let's talk on Monday to tell me what you think. We talk on Monday, and he goes, hey, by the way, my boss was listening to that call on Friday, and they like you so much because most of the time we talk to people, they're all, you know, being little, I almost said a bad word.
Like a hothead.
They're being hotheads, okay? And so he goes, but my boss just liked you so much that they gave you a $450 credit on your account for the next few ads.
Can you believe that?
What?
It's unheard of. I just was so surprised.
I was like, but that's the thing. That's my operating system.
Yeah.
Kindness and gratitude. How you approach the situation dictates everything, but you got to be confident and secure with yourself. I used to be that guy in my 20s. I wasn't confident and I was very insecure and I would always get upset and I would always be the one that caused it. But I would call somebody like, you know what? We need to get that done. And, you know, and I was just, oh, and now, man, if you can't tell, maybe a couple grandkids getting old, wearing glasses. I don't know what it is, but
wearing glasses. Yeah,
I just operate out of kindness and gratitude and it just does really well for me, man. Really well.
Well, it just comes down to it's a state of mind. You know,
it really starts
there. You know, however your day is going to turn out, it doesn't matter if it's raining. You could actually love the rain or you can hate the rain.
Girl,
what are you going to do with it? Are you going to be, oh, okay, mm-hmm. it's rainy and I'm going to get some stuff
That's
done
a great
today
point.
Inside?
I mean, we talk about it all the time because I intentionally don't take hot showers. I haven't taken a hot shower in almost 10 years. And I saw a TED Talk years ago, which was ridiculous. And it just talked about how kind of that old book, you know, Eat the Frog first thing in the morning. When you, especially when you have ADD, when you do something you don't want to do first thing in the morning, it basically trains your body. Oh, yeah. I'm going to make you do things you don't want to do all day long. And by the way, Marcus Aurelius said this forever ago, happiness is determined by the quality of your thoughts. Happiness is determined by the quality of your thoughts. And Jackie, why don't we go into our offer? What a great way to segue into the offer.
All right. Speaking of happiness
and the quality of our thoughts, let's make our listeners happy today, Jackie. Yeah.
This is a business program, by the way, in case you didn't know. These guys.
But you know what? Business is so much as, you know, the seven plates of business and plate number one is the you plate, which is you personally and professionally. So you'll hear half the things we talk about is your own mindset because you can't get anything else right until your mind is right first. So everything we talk about is about the plan. Everything we talk about is about retirement because it starts and ends in the mind, man. Starts and ends in the mind. So let's transition over.
So
to our
much.
Offer for
yes,
our listeners,
please.
Well, shan't we? All right. Well, let's talk about that. So, you know, this is a phenomenal opportunity for our listeners. The interest rates that right now are causing them so much pain actually work in their favor because the companies that we work with are doing something that we have not seen in years, which is provide market protection and growth at the same time. This is a window of opportunity that won't last long, and we have not had it for very long, so we have got to have a conversation about it. So, you know, our listeners have said a lot of times that they save well, but they're really concerned about making it through retirement. So making sure that you have an income plan that's going to last your entire life, no matter how long, that is what we do day in and day out. We do this surgery 12 times a week. We can do it blindfolded. So for the next 10 callers, we offer a no-cost, no-obligation financial review. And the analysis always includes the same four things. First and foremost, the foundation of every retirement plan is Social Security. So we will start by doing a full Social Security maximization report where we're going to know the exact age and time for both spouses to take that Social Security. Then we're going to do a risk assessment, risk analysis. We're just stress testing the plan. We're going to help you recognize the unnecessary losses in your portfolio and see if by just doing a couple adjustments, we can protect your retirement investments. And more than likely, you're going to experience dramatic growth potential. And the other thing we're going to do is a tax analysis. Duh, we've been doing it for 50 years, so that's always a part of our plan. And we're going to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. But we're going to look at our taxes today while we're working. We're looking at when we first get into retirement, and then when nobody does, but we do every time, is look at our tax situation when we start taking those required minimum distributions, those RMDs, because your situation will change. And the last thing, which is my favorite, is we're going to develop and build a customized cash flow plan utilizing our proven proprietary strategies, which could strengthen your retirement income and also take the worry out of living in retirement. So in short, we're going to take the guesswork out of financial planning for you. So for the next 10 callers, listeners, that's a comprehensive financial review that we're providing, no obligation, completely free for you guys. So make sure to call. Jackie, what is that number again?
918-913-0086. 918-913-0086 here on Business for Breakfast. And good thing everybody's up and paying attention, because we have questions and answers next. Questions and answers time. Well, this is the, well, I was going to say it's the fun part of the show, but listen, we've been having fun all day this morning on Business for Breakfast with Erin Novinger and Rebecca Novinger. And between the two of them, they are Interstate Business Management, along with a crack team of professionals, whether it's accounting for small business or it's retirement planning. You guys do all of that at your multiple locations. Now, I thought we should take a few questions here from Tulsa. We have, Erin, I think this question is for you, and this one's from Richard in Tulsa. I'm 56 years old and plan to work another 10 or more years. I have $8,500 in a simple IRA with a financial planner. This amount was rolled over from a previous employer. My current employer offers a 457 deferred comp plan in addition to a pension. I would like the pre-tax advantages of either the traditional IRA or the 457 plan, and would like these funds to supplement my pension. So which choice would help me do that? I know it's a lot of numbers and facts and figures. Thank you, Richard. Yeah.
First of all, Richard, tell us where in the world you work, because I'll be telling all of our listeners about that, because nobody offers pensions today, especially like a 457 and a pension plan. What? I mean, that just doesn't happen today in the United States of America. And so, first of all, congratulations, and do not lose that job, Richard. But you do. And by the way, those are great questions, because each of them being, you know, we always talk about the deferred or the qualified umbrella. You know, just imagine umbrella with the word qualified on it, and all the things under the umbrella that are protected by the umbrella are all the different qualified accounts. Your 401k, your 403b, your TSP, thrift savings plan. That's if you work for the government. SEP IRAs, 457, solo 401ks, all under that umbrella. So meaning an IRA, 457, all the funds can move to and fro as tax deferred as long as they stay under that umbrella. So all the plans moving to and fro are not going to trigger any taxable situation, Richard. That's the first thing. Second thing, yes, yes, more yes. And, you know, the icing on the cake and the cherry on the sundae. Yes, on the 457. We love those plans. But the main reason is how much you can set aside. That's the kicker, right? And so your normal IRA, I think last year the limits were, I think, 6,500. I think they're up to 7,000 this year for 2024. But I know last year was 6,500. That's your normal IRA contribution. You've always got the catch up when you get a little older of an extra $1,000 a year. But your 457, oh my gosh. I mean, you can put, I think, up to $22,000, $23,000 a year in a 457. I mean, there's not even any comparison whatsoever. And if you get the benefit of the pension, OMG. Take that and don't look back, Richard. So yes, I would continue, put some money in that 457. You're going to be able to put more money in there. And oftentimes when you get into your retirement, a lot of times the 457, you end up being a little bit better on taxable situations too. But very few employers offer the 457. Most of them are doing the basic 401k with a 4% match. And so congrats, Richard. And whenever you come in, we can for sure set that up for you and build your cash flow plan and lay out all the taxes so you have a good understanding of what happens by year. Great question.
Very good. Now, the number to reach out is 918-913-0086 to reach Business for Breakfast and to talk to Erin about this, 918-913-0086. We're in the questions and answers part of our show, which is our last segment of the day. We've had a great show so far. And Rebecca, it looks like we have a question coming in from Owassa, and it's Birdie. And she says, can I return funds to my Roth IRA after I've taken it as a distribution?
Yes, I love this question, Bertha. You can roll over the amount to the Roth IRA or another of your Roth IRAs. And provided the amount is rolled over within 60 days, that's key there, from when you received the amount and the Roth IRAs were not involved in a rollover during a 12-month preceding period. So did you know that this is also because a Roth IRA can be involved in a rollover only once, and the Roth conversions are not counted in this 12-month rule? So the best part to me is eligible amounts that are rolled over within that 60 days are not subject to income tax or the early distribution penalty. That's good news.
Good stuff. Yeah, that is very good news. All right, Birdie, thank you so much for that question. And let's see here. We have from Broken Arrow, we have Chester. And he is asking you, Erin, I'm working with a financial advisory firm that a friend works with. This firm has recommended investments in funds with a 2% buy-in fee. The firm gets a commission on that, and they also get a commission on the yearly management fee that the funds charge, which is 0.63%. I'm concerned about the conflict of interest with an advisor on a commission-based arrangement. Are these fees reasonable, or am I being taken advantage of?
Well, we are saying the four-letter F word that we don't use at the practice, which is fees. We hate fees. They are termites, okay? Termites eat the substructure, and you don't even see it. So, and because Wall Street years and years ago lobbied to get all the fees taken off the statement and put on those books that nobody reads called perspectives, right? So nobody reads them. Somewhere on page 14 and a half is all the fees. As a matter of fact, Obama got Affordable Care Act. He was able to lobby Congress and got that pushed through. And we all know insurance is massive. And then at the same time, he tried to lobby and go against Wall Street and got squished like a cockroach because Wall Street is 1,000 times bigger and more powerful than insurance. And because he was trying to get that done. And so you'll notice that whenever we're talking about the fee structure, A share, B shares, these are all fee-based. And so that's what we call retail investing. So if they have a sign above their front door, that's a retail investor. We call that, that's the churn and burn game. And all they do is recommend stuff because that way they can, you know, charge you your fees and all that. When we're, when you're working with a fee-only advisory practice, there, that doesn't exist. It's a flat fee, typically of 1-1.5%. That's it. Not per funds, not on anything. And usually the dividends even outperform that. So for most of our advisory clients, they typically get free management because the dividends tend to pay. Because when you're on the retail side, that's the high fees. That's the commissionable stuff. And the, those advisors are not and cannot be fiduciaries because they're, if they try to operate and do the best thing for the client, they will lose their office. That is guaranteed.
Oh.
It's guaranteed.
Okay.
I have a friend of mine who was put on three PIPs, performance improvement plans, because he was trying to act like a fiduciary, and he almost lost his office. So if you want to work with a fiduciary, I mean, come on, Chester. We're one of the best. So, you know, look at us. Come with us. We'll be able to take care of you. But we get rid of those fees. They're going to eat the substructure like termites, and you won't even see it happening when it's happening.
Very good. Now, here's the number to reach out, 918-913-0086, Chester, 918-913-0086. And last question from Muskogee, it's Maxine. Rebecca, she's asking you, how do I find the right financial advisor for me? I've been personally referred, looked online, web searches. None of it's really helping me find the qualified financial advisor that's right for me. What can I do to find the right advisor for me? Thank you, Maxine.
Thank you, Maxine. I do appreciate that question. And actually, what I want to say is the right advisor is the advisor that will give you the true definition of a fiduciary responsibility. And if you know the definition of fiduciary, it is always to uphold the best interest of the client, meaning even if the client is in a perfect position and doesn't need adjustments, that the advisor won't persuade you into making changes for the advisor's profit. Mm. At IBM, Interstate Business Management, we take pride in wearing the white hat and always do what's best for the client. If we can't put them in a better position than where they are right now, we let them know. And hey, Aaron, do you remember when that couple came in last week and they had a great pension, savings, retirement plan, and basically you told them after they came in that they didn't have to make any adjustments and to keep doing what they were doing, and they were like, what?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's why we get more referrals than anybody else, because if we can't move from good to great, we don't make a move. And that is the key for a fiduciary. And that's how you can test, because they all say it. It's a big buzzword today. Just ask them. Yeah, I want to move everything to cash. This is the test. If you have an advisor and you want to know if they're fiduciary, ask, hey, I want to move everything to cash. And what is their answer? If their answer is, you got it, boss. I'll move it to cash, no problem. And they move it to real cash, not a cash fund that where they can still charge a fee. Real cash, that's a fiduciary. Because when they move to real cash, the advisor is no longer making money. They can't. But if the person says, are you retiring today? Hold on to that market. You know, and they give you the BS song and dance. That is a commission-only salesman. You don't walk, you run. That is, they're giving you what we call financial malpractice advice. So if you want a breath of fresh air worth working with a real fiduciary, I mean, there's lots of them out here. Of course, we've been like that at IBM for decades. So we know what we're doing. You know, we're just here for sound guidance and advice. And we've been doing both of these, accounting and retirement planning, for quite a few years. We know what we're doing. And so, but that's a great question. Great question.
Here's the number, 918-913-0086, 918-913-0086. Maxine, go ahead and give a call if you want to sit down in person or do a Zoom call with the team. Thank you both so much. What a wonderful time we've had today. Business for Breakfast will be back next week.
Investment advisory services offered through Interstate Business Management, a registered investment advisor. During the show, Aaron and Rebecca Novinger provide general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and is not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and products or services should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory services. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Interstate Business Management. By contacting Interstate Business Management, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.